Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Mountain Crypto. I'm your host, Shane Ripley. And today we are going to talk about Bitcoin, because that seems to be the hot topic, right? Maybe we'll touch on alts for a split second. So one thing I want to talk about is Bitcoin in outer space, or Bitcoin satellite. And talk about something I mentioned in the last few weeks. We talked about, you know, how important it is to figure out a way to keep our cryptocurrency safe from the government and from, you know, control, from becoming centralized. And we're going to talk about Bitcoin. About a week and a half ago, I did do a podcast and a little video. And Bitcoin was touching the 6K mark. And we were listening to some of the people who were saying we were going to do another drop, the technical analysis guys and stuff. And they're about 60% right. And but yet there was still a lot of positive signals, but I think it was the volume wasn't quite there. And it was one of those situations where it could kind of go either way. And we definitely went up. And my gut was, there's just too much going on that's positive for it to go down, and that I was fairly certain that it would go up. And it did go up. It broke 6,000. It kind of retested that. And then we've already since hit 7,000, and then it retested the high 68, 69 level, somewhere in there. And then now we've already broken 8K as of today. So it seems like there could be some FOMO in the market as fast as it is going up. And the altcoins do seem to be picking up a little tiny bit at this time. Yesterday, you couldn't really say that. Seemed like they were all still really lagging. It's all about Bitcoin right now. So let's take a look at what we got going on here. I got an email from Gotenna. I don't know if you're familiar with Gotenna, but this is an interesting communication device that it uses a variety of ways of keeping attached, you know, communication wise. So a lot of hikers and campers use it when they're in remote areas, because it can actually jump from one person's phone to the next. Now they're getting a satellite, so that's going to enable it even more. And they've just announced, I got this email, I don't know if it came yesterday, but I just read it today, and they talk about how the mesh and the world, so the Blockstream or Bitcoin, is going to be enabled through the satellite here, which is really pretty cool when you think about it, because this is another link to really giving us what we need to keep it out of the hands of centralization. So if you looked at my videos, the last few weeks, 2-3 weeks, I have had a real fear that we need to come up with a great stable coin that's decentralized that the masses will use. And I don't really believe that we've reached mass adoption. I think Bitcoin has proved itself, you know, not I think, we all know Bitcoin has proved itself as a store of value. And it's here to stay at some level. And I think, you know, like the United States would be foolish to ban all cryptos, but I think they're really going to regulate it very heavily, and they're going to put us in this little box. So, you know, if Bitcoin stays alive and maybe a few other coins that they are able to keep their eye on, they'll put that in a little box, you know, like trading stocks and shares and stuff. When that opened up to everybody, you know, at one time you couldn't really, you know, it was very hard to buy stocks and shares and things like that. It was a lot more hard. Now you can just do it with the click of a mouse and in this country, and you're in the stock market. You're wheeling and dealing, right? You're day trading, you're doing things like that. So, you know, just like the gold, when at one time before about 1970, we couldn't possess gold. And the government just found other ways to keep control over the people and their money and finances. So, as far as trying to hide money and be secretive, you know, the government is never going to tolerate that in the United States. So, get that out of your mind. That isn't going to happen. If you do that, you're on the fringe and you're asking for trouble. If you move any volume of money, they're going to find out and they're going to come get you. So, but being able to have a decentralized global currency, you know, is the utopia that most of the people who are really cryptocurrency advocates or Bitcoin maximists. So that's just kind of it in a nutshell. But this is really cool. Let's take a look at this. I actually pulled that up for you guys so we can take a look at how the meshnet to the world through Gotenna with these Blockstream satellites. So you will actually be able to get a little satellite that you can build at home. And that's probably one of my next projects. If you guys are familiar with the channel, I do a lot of projects. I've done some solar projects where I can power some nodes and I mine Skycoin, I've mined Bitcoin, Litecoin, XYO coin, a few other little coins on my computer. But I've built the actual nodes. I've done ASIC mining. I bought other devices that didn't turn out so good. You know, it's all been experimental. We've played with GPUs and mined off our CPUs on our computers. So we've dabbled in all that. I've got a lot of videos on that. It's not real super in-depth, but it'll give you a taste of what's going on. But this is a whole nother way that I'm interested in mining with an antenna and using a mining device like that. One, because my satellite stinks. My internet provider, excuse me. My internet provider is AT&T, and we're here in the East County of San Diego. And I'm actually like 300 foot past their boundary. So in a way, I can't really complain. But I wish they would upgrade it because they have me as a customer here. So, I mean, you know, and eventually I'm sure they'll take it out further because there's a whole slew of people up in these hills that could really use the service. So they should upgrade it. But anyway, if you look at this article here, you're going to find out that, you know, this satellite is being used to incorporate their communication network and tighten up any of the gaps that might be in it. Because sometimes you may be in a canyon all by yourself and you just can't communicate. But this way, if you're within a shot of the satellite, they would be able to bounce that signal around for you. And that way you could receive or send data to the rest of the internet outside of the Gotenna network, and that way you could communicate. So they have a little display here of it. If you're on the YouTube video, or if you're on Facebook, or any of the live streams, you can see that it's right there, and they explain how it all works. It's a little complicated, but basically the system can relay your communication through all sorts of devices, through computers that are open to do it, through the satellite, through Bluetooth, and so on and so forth. So it's pretty cool. This is actually a very legitimate company that has been working with this, and they have one device that actually they came out with, gosh, over 6 months ago, that you can actually hold Bitcoin on it and have a wallet. So that's something that's been available for a while. Pretty cool company. I'm not getting paid anything to talk about them. I just think that it really helps support decentralization. It helps stabilize the Bitcoin network. And so if you're in the US and for some reason, or another country, for some reason they decided they were gonna ban Bitcoin, you'd at least have access through a satellite to be able to figure out what you're gonna do. You know, whether you're going to maintain that Bitcoin, leave the country, or whether you're going to just exchange it back into fiat or whatnot. So that's kind of cool. Now, I've been talking a lot about, you know, these ideas and of control and decentralization. I've been kind of bashing on Facebook, and now you can add PayPal to the list, because they want to build their own blockchain, they want to build their own cryptocurrency. Square, I like, because Square is going to be dealing with various cryptocurrencies. PayPal has said they will not. You have IBM that has a blockchain. You have JP Morgan that's going to create a cryptocurrency. You have this Ripple that is kind of a centralized system where they just print coins, and they have a lot of control over it. So all of these things I do not like. I don't like the idea. Corporations, they see that everybody knows that's in a position of power or finance. They all know cryptocurrency's coming. It just makes too much sense. Why print money? It just doesn't make any sense to print money from that perspective. All the governments know it's coming. They just didn't think of it first. They just didn't put their toe in the water first. So these big companies, they know it's coming, and they're trying to be the one. They figure if they can get their foot in the water, they will have more control over money and they will be more rich, okay? And they will work with the government to give the government whatever access they want so that they can control how you spend your money, what you do with it, where you spend it, why you spend it. If you spend it, they can take it away, they can stop it. All of these things are the bad part of being centralized. And that's all those things are going to happen within the centralized systems. So this is why we really want to come up with a decentralized stable coin like ASAP as fast as possible. Or I really feel we're going to lose what the whole cryptocurrency movement was about. So you can see here, they're not going to make it totally illegal according to this article here. This is Rainey Reitman. It was published May the 15th. That was yesterday. I believe it was yesterday. So, you know, we all heard about the representative that said, oh, make cryptocurrency illegal. And he really spelled out why. And he wasn't lying when he said it's about power and control. So the article goes on to say, you know, you shouldn't ban it because they can still see the transactions. You know, there's really more people. There's not that much nefarious activity taking place with Bitcoin anymore. It's mostly all happening through U.S. dollars. And so that's a fact. And a bill banning all kinds of cryptocurrency. You know, we have a lot of states and politicians who are wanting to open cryptocurrency up, but yet, you know, it is getting more and more regulated. So I would just say, guys, keep your eye out for a good decentralized stable coin. And definitely Bitcoin is something I would be having most of my investments in as we figure out what the laws are going to be, what the restrictions are going to be, or if you want to call it being banned, all those things. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. I have some this Saturday in East County, San Diego. We will be speaking live at 1 o'clock, East County, San Diego. Come to our website, mountaincrypto.net. You can check it out. It's going to be free to the public. We call it a Bitcoin Cryptocurrency 101. We talk about the basics. We talk about wallets. We talk about security. We give you a handout so you can see how to be safe and secure and not lose your Bitcoin. What else? We have questions and answers. I do a short little slide on Skycoin and why I think it's a really great company, and I do one on XYO. But you can get your questions answered. Come down for be about an hour and a half or so long. It's going to be held at the Descanso branch in about the middle of the San Diego East County area. So come on down. I'm expecting a lot of people, a lot of friends, because I am up in this area. So come on down. What else? Bitcoin's at $8,000. As far as it going up, I think it's gonna retest the 7,000 range, and go down a little bit. And I really think it's just gonna keep on going to about $10,000. And I don't have any wonderful charts or anything to show you. I'm not a TA. That's just my gut. I could totally be wrong. You know, do your own research. I'm not giving you financial advice. The only advice I would give you is definitely don't cash out of any of your savings that you have now in traditional areas just to get into Bitcoin. You know, use your extra money. I call it mad money. If you like to go to Vegas and or the local slot casino, Indian casino or Native American casino, and pull $20 here and there, then do that. You know, use that amount of money. If you're willing to cut back on your Starbucks coffee, you know, which can easily cost $20 a week, and put $50 a month into Bitcoin, you know, then wait for the little red candles and just kind of average in month by month or week by week or biweekly or whatever works for you. But don't spend any money that you can't afford to lose. This is very speculative, and it can all drop down to $1,000 tomorrow. It could just happen, guys. This is a risky business, so please play accordingly. I'm your host, Shane Ripley with Mountain Crypto. Please check out the website. Please subscribe to our YouTube and check out some of our other social media. And we appreciate your support. Thank you. Over and out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.